In a world of superheroes, Rohit Chopra is a Twitter hero. By day, he's a mild-mannered professor of new media and communications in Santa Clara in the Bay Area. By night, he is Salman Rushdie. Well, not exactly. Chopra is the witty brain behind the anonymous Twitter handle, Rushdie Explains India.
And I didn't really intend for it to be anonymous, but it paradoxically grew into anonymity.
It worked, as he discovered while stuck in Sunday traffic thanks to the Bay to Breakers race in San Francisco.
So I just checked my Twitter feed, and I was very, very surprised to just see dozens of notifications by the minute.
Rushdie Explains has almost 13,000 followers now. The real Rohit Chopra, with his modest Twitter account, is amused and bemused.
Some of these tweets, or a few of them collectively, have wound up getting more views than all my academic work put together.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. It all started when Chopra read a lengthy essay about the 2014 Indian elections in The Guardian by Pankaj Mishra.
And it was this very strange kind of piece about politics and art, but he sort of seemed to reference, every book he had read and every film he had watched.
Chopra joked Rushdie would probably do the same, name-checking every famous person he knew. That evening, he made up a few tweets, and Rushdie Explains was born with its own persona.
So, the idea was to have this kind of, erudite, urbane, sophisticated man about town talking about, I had lunch with Tina Brown and, I met Lena Dunham from Girls and so on. And also, at the same time, combine that persona with a kind of comment on, India, broadly defined.
It was irreverent but not mean, smart but not slapstick. In a world of puffed up political pundits, it talked about serious stuff without taking itself too seriously. After the ruling Congress party was decimated in the election, Rushdie explained.
It just came to my head like season 4 of BBC's Sherlock to be set in Delhi, the case of the missing opposition.
In this virtual world, Indian politician and former UN honcho Shashi Tharoor could bump into Rushdie at Macy's and chat about P.G. Woodhouse. Tharoor was amused and retweeted it, but his constituents thought their member of parliament was gallivanting in America instead of serving them.
Within, I think, a very short time, he got a number of irate responses saying, sir, you are an MP, you cannot be in Macy's. And he just had to clarify saying that, folks, this was a joke.
Even the real Rushdie got into the act, citing the Kim Kardashian parody account.
And he said, I have the two of you met. Are you related? If not, you should meet.
Some people mistook him for the real Rushdie.
So there were some gentlemen who called me a Tadipar Kutta, which means an exiled dog.
But as an academic teaching new media, Chopra in a way became his own guinea pig in what's called the social media recognition economy, where the currency is retweets and favorites.
There is always the sort of pressure to kind of, play to the gallery that, this is something which will, get laughs.
Tweets were meant to be just what's on your mind. But now everyone wants to find the magic formula to go viral.
At times I had to, tell myself that, I shouldn't sort of engage in overkill, right? One shouldn't overplay one's hand, and one shouldn't maybe, wind up tweeting too much in a day. And sometimes maybe I think I did.
That's why, after a couple of months, he decided to out himself and wind it down before it became too repetitive. But there's always one last thing to say.
And someone at some point of time said that, you have said goodbye more often than an Indian relative. So, and I think that was, absolutely right.
Call it the Indian goodbye.
I would be lying if I said I didn't miss it every now and then.
But in the virtual world, a comeback is just a click away. In September, the controversial Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, comes to the US. He's even booked Madison Square Garden. Don't be surprised if Rushdie Explains India pipes up. As he once said, history retweets itself. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.